So I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries over this year, and they've been great. I've learned a lot. I watched this one in particular. They were examining the different gender roles in the animal kingdom, and it was hysterical. Like, did you guys know that octopuses are really, really smart? They have like 9 brains and 3 hearts. And oftentimes, the female will eat the male after they have sex. I know, yeah. Now, he knows this, so he's afraid of her. But he's a man, so he's conflicted. Yeah. He's just like, oh, geez, that woman looks crazy. That woman's probably gonna ruin my life. That woman's probably gonna murder me. But she's hot. I'm going in. It's worth it. But what he's developed out of self-preservation, he's got this extra long sperm tentacle, and it's detachable. So he swims around with a sperm tentacle, and he can smell when the female is ovulating. He goes up to her, he rips his sperm tentacle off, and he chucks it at her. Yeah. She grabs it, she surfaces herself, and she swims away. That is the most literal go fuck yourself I have ever heard of. Next level. Lemurs are female dominant, and within a pack of lemurs, one or two females will go into heat once or twice a year, and all the other males, they audition to have sex with her. It's like an Animal Kingdom version of The Bachelorette. It's awesome. And the way the male lemurs audition is that they take their tail and they pull it up in between their legs, and they quickly rub their chest and their genitals with it. Yeah, the guy in the front row is like, that's a great move, lady, okay? Nice. So the little lemur, he takes his tail, he quickly rubs his chest and his genitals with it. He sticks his tail up in the air, and he walks past the female in heat, and she smells it. If she likes the way it smells, she'll mate with him. And if she doesn't like the way it smells, she's allowed to get aggressive, and she bitch slaps him. Huh? And if he gets aggressively rejected, he becomes completely submissive. He's like, oh, damn, okay, wow, I think I read that one completely wrong. All right, sorry about that. We're good, right? We're good. I respect you, and I will call you, and peace out. And he just totally leaves her alone. Now, I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. But also a little bit sad that there is a nearly extinct small primate in Madagascar that is more socially evolved than a lot of male film producers and politicians.